Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Hard Hits. I am your host, Derek Flex Felix. It is a Hard Hits here at 12:31 in the morning. Merry Christmas to everybody out here in Staten Island, New York City, the Forgotten Borough, the Park Borough, if you will, here in Shaolin, NYC. I'm representing some Tupac here, as I'm also doing a little bit live on my YouTube channel for a change. So I'm coming live on my YouTube channel as well. So if anybody actually checks it out, thank you. Soon to be joined by the one and only co-host, the one and only John Gennaro. Let's bring him in. John JPG Gennaro in the great state of Nevada. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Derek. How's it going?
Oh, it's going just phenomenal here. I'm doing a first ever live, not only on here on the Block Talk, but a live thing on YouTube, my YouTube channel as well, on the Colby274 channel, as I'm able to actually video myself on my Android. So we're doing both.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely fun. It's definitely interactive. I mean, you still have less than 2.5 hours until it's actually officially December 25th. How's
right.
It going
it's
out there?
It's still Christmas Eve here.
It's still Christmas Eve there, so what's that like?
Nah, just a nice quiet night out here for Roosters.
Is it? Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. You know what I should do? I should actually, since we are broadcasting live, I should... Well, actually, I can't do it. That's right. Because you're not going to... Actually, will you come in? You know what? If I put myself on speaker... All right, so I'm going to talk, and you can talk. Say something.
What's up?
Not much. You're coming in now, so now you are part of my YouTube broadcast. How does it feel?
I feel amazing right now.
Well, I think it's good that we could put your voice to this, because it's a show. So it's not just me here that I'm taping. I'm glad that I'm actually able to put you as part of the broadcast, even though they can't see you. So if you want, even though I know nobody will be watching this, you can give your greetings. Give your holiday greetings if you like.
Merry Christmas to everybody watching us on YouTube, all five of you.
There you go, folks. We have JPG now as part of the YouTube broadcast, first ever. I'm actually rocking my Tupac, one of my old Tupac shirts. This was actually the first Tupac shirt that I got. I think I've had this shirt, the one with Tupac where he's got he's shirtless and he's got the thug life. Let's see if I can find it here. With the tattoo on his chest. Yeah, tattoo on his stomach or whatever. That's the first one that I got. I've had this shirt for probably about 10 years, at least.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of my favorite artists. And I think I own about 4 other shirts, or more shirts of Tupac Shakur. And I've got Jimi Hendrix shirts, and I've got other shirts, and Bob Marley. Do you own any music shirts, son?
I do not own any music shirts. I don't actually own very many shirts with even, like, words or stuff on them. Just kind of plain colored shirts.
Can you hear the music?
Very faintly, yeah.
That is Jimi Hendrix. So
very nice.
I'm trying to, like, mix up our show since it's a Christmas show. So we got a little Hendrix in the background. You know, we're having a little fun here. This is going to be a fun show. What I did is I put together like five different albums that I really like, and I put it in my CD switcher, which is really old, but it still works. And we've got some different music that we could listen to as we do this. I figured it would be interactive, you know?
Excellent. I like this.
You know what? We got to have some fun, you know? We got to have a little bit of fun. I mean, it's the holiday season for believing and for scheming, JPG.
For scheming, of course.
Yeah. This is Easy Rider. That's the name of the song. And now, our next guest is coming in. You know what? Let me mute the music. I will mute the music, and I'll bring in our next guest. And we don't know if we'll have any others. With 23 minutes left in the live feed, we do have, by blood relation, my brother, JNF, Justin, Felix. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What is going on, brother?
What's up?
Not much.
Hello.
I'm enjoying this. This is different, obviously. This is our
Merry
first
Christmas,
ever.
JNF.
What?
Merry Christmas, JNF.
Oh yeah, Merry Christmas to you too.
JNF.
Yeah.
Do you have any holiday greetings for my YouTube like feed of five people who probably will watch this?
What are
you
talking
any greetings? I am doing the first ever. Basically, I'm doing a live as well where I broadcast, but I'm on my Android device. So I'm actually recording for my YouTube channel for the first time ever. This way, we can give people like a feel for what our show is. Do you have anything to say to the five people that might watch this? Is there anything in your mind that you'd like to say?
No, I don't. I'll give it 9 stars, though.
What did you say? Remember when Cashman like said something about the stars? He did like a Star Wars reference with the whole Bryce Harper
thing.
Death
Star.
Bonds to Boris. That was pretty cool. So, are you guys excited for Christmas and doing nothing the next couple of days?
I am. I'm looking forward to a nice NBA-filled Christmas, and before you know it, it'll be 2019.
So you know what that means, Justin?
What?
That 1989 will be 20 years old. I don't know how I feel about
years
that.
Old.
30 years old. God, what's wrong with me? My math is way off. What's going on with me?
Don't worry. The 90s will be 30 years away from 1990 into 2022.
You know what's scary? I'm sitting here, right? I'm sitting here in my Tupac, my first ever Tupac shirt with the Thug Life on it, tattooed. I've got a video here for me, and I'm thinking to myself, in like another 5 years, it will be my 30-year high school anniversary. And yeah, like another 5 years almost. That's crazy.
The time flies, man.
I'm an old bastard. I don't look.
You are.
It.
We're all becoming old bastards.
The only way I could tell that I'm old is like something. Sometimes when I eat something, I can't eat. It's like my body rejects it. And my hair. You know, there's some gray in my hair. Obviously, even though it still gets long. Even though I don't have a whole lot of hair, but I do a good job making it look good. And it's too long right now. So I have to get it. I got to get a haircut. So as soon as the holiday's over, I got to call up and get it cut, buzzed or whatever. So I look more like myself. But I shaved. I did shave before the show. I wanted to let you know that, guys.
Well, hell.
So did you do anything today, JPG? Is there anything that you did tonight?
I went for a walk at the Succulent Park earlier.
Wait. Stay with that. Tell me a little bit about this park. Tell me about this park.
It's a pretty big park. It's called Sunset Park.
They have
some like outdoor exercise equipment, so you can do like dips and pull-ups and stuff. There's like a little man-made pond in the middle of it. It's a nice place. You'd like it.
All right, so stop right there. Okay, all right. So now I've got the visual. And Justin, you have the visual too. Hey, Justin, are there any parks like that here where you could actually have do dips and stuff and
exercise equipment?
No. But exactly. This is the difference between where JPG lives in Vegas and where we live in New York City, despite the fact that we've got lots of parks here. We've got a whole bunch of parks, but they don't do that. They can't afford to, JPG. You know why? Would you like to know
why?
I'm going to tell the audience why. The audience of, like, minus two of who will watch this. Because they're too busy. You know what they're too busy with? Spending taxpayers' money on El Chapo and his lovely wife, loyal wife. That's why.
I love how fired up you get about this.
Well, it's the damn group, right? The United States had to bring this drug dealer into our country, so he could have his trial in New York City. Roar. Beautiful. You know, don't worry about putting away like regular criminals that actually live in our country. Let's just lock up this guy. Converted a lot of people because he has a coke business. Roar. Justin, do you know about El Chapo? El Chapo, whatever.
I don't care.
See,
how did we end up talking about parks to talking about this?
This is why Justin is the voice of reason on the show, because Justin just spoke the truth. Most people do not care about this. Don't care. So, how long? Let's get back to this park, the Sunset Park. How long did you spend in your very succulent park?
Probably like 30, 35, 40 minutes. So,
did you take any photos, or were you just in a zone?
I mean, I go to this place a lot, so I didn't take any pictures. But I can take them for you next time I go.
He was a fireman at zone.
It was fireman at zone.
Oh, my God. You know, this sounds like it was more exciting than the Monday night frightball or football game that was on between the Raiders, the future of Vegas, against the lowly Broncos. And horse face, by the way.
JPG
has no idea.
Better than that. I don't know why you would watch this crappy football game anyway.
I only watched, like, maybe, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes of it. And the Raiders were winning 17-0, and I don't know, the Raiders won. That might have been the final game that they played in Oakland. Because, like, they don't know where they're going to play their games next year, gentlemen. And then they're going to relocate to Las Vegas in your area in 2020. Yeah,
what a nightmare that's going to be.
Tell the audience why having a football team in Vegas would be a nightmare.
Traffic here is already terrible, so now imagine bringing a pro football team and all the extra stuff that comes with.
I think that's well stated. You know what's interesting? They brought football back to Los Angeles, and they have two really good football teams, guys. Two teams that could even make the Super Bowl. That's the Craze and the Sanborns dream matchup. The L.A. Rams against the L.A. Chargers, which still sounds odd. And neither
that's Rob Craze Davis's dream.
Neither team sells out. Neither team can sell out their place. Because they play in crummy places. So, I don't know. So,
right.
Oh, but the NFL needed to put two teams in L.A.
You know what? Like, I think that if you put two teams, like...
NFL.
I think if you put two teams in L.A., like when they had the Raiders in L.A. and they had the Rams in L.A., they should play at real stadiums. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. Like, I don't know. When are they getting real stadiums? That's the cost of a hat.
I don't know. It's hard to understand why the NFL does any of the stupid things that it does.
Well, I don't know. Dana, did you watch any of the crummy football game when you were over at Basement B?
No, I didn't.
What you guys do? You do anything fun?
No.
Did you watch anything, or did you just pass out?
I didn't pass out.
I'm kidding. Were there blunts in the area?
No.
On the premise? JPG, you sent me a text. Like, you were telling me about the annoying people at your gym. What happened?
Oh, I'm ready to rant about this.
What was going on?
As I've told you before, my building has, like, a little gym on, I guess, like, the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So it's meant for residents only, right?
Okay. I think I know where this is going, but keep going.
These people are hiring, like, personal trainers and having the personal trainers come to our tiny little in-building gym. So
wow, that's so lame.
It's so lame. Like, get a gym membership, asshole. But so this guy is there with his personal trainer, and they're, like, they're boxing. And so they're boxing all around the gym. And it's like I'm there trying to work out. And they're practically running me over every, like, 30 seconds.
Wait. So they're boxing and they're running you over? What do you become, the Wile E. Coyote? The Roadrunner?
Well, so there's, like, two benches, right?
All right.
And then there's some open space. So they're in the open space, but they're moving around constantly. I'm on the bench, doing some pullovers, and you know they're right on top of me every 30 seconds. It's what the fuck's going on here?
Man, it sounds to me like there's like no room to even like maneuver around. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, it's a tiny little gym. It's not meant for people to be boxing. Like if you want to box, go to a I don't even know. Don't go to like a. Seriously, Derek, it's the size of, like, someone's kitchen and then someone's living room. That's the size of the gym.
All right, so, like, you just gave me, like, a visual. Now, my question, it would be this. And maybe, Justin, if you want to add something, you can. So, there's equipment, right? And is there a mat area where they do this boxing? Is there, like, a little mat area? Where the heck are they doing this?
So there's just imagine there's like a little there's kind of like a little sort of hallway between the two rooms, right?
Okay.
They're sort of boxing in like that little hallway area. So it's also impossible to get from like one set of equipment to the other set of equipment while they're doing this.
Okay. And has anything chaotic ever happened? Maybe somebody punched the wall or something or fell? I want chaos. You know me. That's
yeah,
perfect.
Of course it would be chaos.
I got an
idea. It's just infuriating.
Idea.
What's the idea?
We have some old classic boxing gloves in our attic, right?
Please.
How about we send you the box, one of the old, like, tough boxing gloves, and bring it in. You could sneak it in your bag. You could pull it out, and you can knock somebody out.
Dude, I'm pretty tempted to take your advice right now.
Give them a left hook or a right hook. What are we gonna, or uppercut? What are we doing here?
I'm much better with my right than my left. So.
Okay. All right. An overhand right to the chin.
I'm gonna need you to train me for a couple weeks though before I'm able to throw these punches.
I love it. Well, you know, this kind of excites me and invigorates me a little bit, you know, with it being the holiday season and all. You know, I think we need a little bit of anger and hatred, you know.
I don't even, it's just such obnoxious behavior, Derek. Like, go join a gym if you want to do this stuff. And this personal trainer, like, doesn't he work at a freaking gym?
You got me curious right now. You know, just thinking about.
Yeah, I'm annoyed.
Well, there you have it. A little Hard Hits exclusive from the one and only JPG here.
That's right.
With, 7.5 minutes.
Story could start.
There's
I'm fired up, JNF. I'm really fired up right now.
Hey, JPG, maybe you'll see the Shaman of Sexy working out there.
You know, there are, five NBA games tomorrow on Christmas?
As if five wasn't enough.
Yeah, maybe they should, why don't they just schedule the whole league? Roar. Everybody plays Christmas. Or else. How come the Nets aren't on Christmas? They're much better than the Knicks. But they're not good enough to play. They're not good enough.
The Knicks are in New York, baby. That means they have to be on TV.
But why? What's the point?
Because Garden fans like you need to tune in and watch.
I don't even know if I want to watch. I mean,
how could
I
you not want to watch?
Because I know they're going to lose.
They could win.
Know.
What about Hezonja Lasagna? He could help them win.
Oh, God. What's the point of playing that guy? I don't even understand what he's doing on the roster. I think our coach is a lunatic. He's a nice guy, though. I just don't understand. The dream matchup that the NBA is obsessed with, the Lakers and Warriors, the Christmas edition. LeBron versus Curry and Durant. War. Get ready. That's the big game, JPG.
People like watching these games, Derek.
You know, I used to have more juice for it. And yeah, I will watch because there's nothing really on. The Knicks are hosting the Bucks at 12 high noon. I'm not that thrilled about that time, but whatever. I don't know. Apparently, like, they're trying to build this up as a grudge match between Giannis Antetokounmpo and was it Cantor?
Hezonja Lasagna.
Oh, that's right. Hezonja. I'm always thinking that Cantor's involved, but that's right. It was Lasagna.
No, Cantor is just the one that Devin Booker makes fun of.
That's because Devin Booker is a heartless bastard and a selfish player. Yeah.
He's right, though. They do run pick and roll at Cantor every time.
Well, Cantor is not the best defensive player. I mean, you know. Hey, you know, I got some good news for you.
What?
At 5:30 or at 2:30, Vegas time, Cater time, you can watch the Philadelphia 76ers visit the Boston Celtics, and you could watch as the new Bullhog, Jimmy Butler, and Joel Embiid, and Benjamin Simmons take on Kyrie, Jason Tatum, and the Boston Celtics. Does that have you juiced up a little bit?
Oh, I'm very aroused knowing that that game's going to be on.
I had a feeling you would be very excited. The rest of the matchups here, the Oklahoma City Thunder are matching up against the red-hot Houston Rockets, the Rockettes. The Thunder have one of the West's best records. They're 21-11. The Rockettes have won 7 of 8, and they're 17-15 with James, big game James Harden, taking on Westchuck. On ABC.
Well, hell.
On ABC.
Wow, yeah, they're starting at 9 a.m.? The game started at 9 a.m., so I'm going to wake up and Hazonia Lasagna will be on my television.
Yeah, he'll be on your television getting stomped on by Antetokounmpo. Isn't that exciting?
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I would love the Knicks to get a W over the Bucks, but I'm not expecting anything.
Milwaukee is minus 10 on the road, dude.
Here we go. The Statmaster has returned. The late game.
The Statmaster. That's the Vegas line on the game.
Oh, okay. The late game. You know what? Take the Knicks. I'm taking the Knicks plus 10. The late game, or late show, is the Portland Blazers, Trailblazers, against the Utah Jazz, the very strange Utah Jazz in Utah on ESPN. That's 10:30 on the East Coast. For anybody that cares, it's 7:30. Cater time for your ass.
Well, hell.
How does that drive you?
Very well.
You know, I'm noticing something.
What?
There's no Miami Heat this year. There's no Dan Wheeler teams like the Charlotte Hornets, the team that he decided to give up on.
Oh, I could not disagree more. There are so many Dan Wheeler teams.
What do you mean by that?
Dan likes all the teams. Don't you know that?
Dawson?
He's Bandwagon Dan.
Bandwagon Dan?
Bandwagon Dan. Lieutenant Bandwagon Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. There is 40 seconds on the live portion of this. Does anybody have any final shots before we go into overtime?
Nah, Merry Christmas to our many listeners.
Yeah, our thousands of listeners. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. Emmanuel Machado will not be a New York Yankee until January of 2019. That's my message of love.
Oh, God.
And harmony. And the Block Talk Radio lady will not cut us off. All right, it is. It's overtime, JPG.
I was going to ask if JNF had any final thoughts, but I guess not.
Justin's not really coming in. Yeah,
that's all right. Your oos and my oos.
I muted myself. Sorry. I have final thoughts.
Okay, go ahead. You know what? We're at overtime. Give us your final thoughts.
Jeff Batchelor loves the Shaman of Sexy, right, JPG?
Why was he so obsessed with that guy back in the day?
The Shaman of Sexy.
I don't know.
Kind of disturbing one.
You know,
it was really disturbing, JPG.
I agree. A lot of things about Jeff were very disturbing.
The question is, what happens if the Kansas City Chiefs win their divisional round and make the AFC title game? Will Jeff actually root for the Chiefs?
Yeah.
No, Jeff will be upset that they're not going to get a good draft pick. Actually, you and Jeff have a lot in common when it comes to sports.
We do?
Yeah, the obsession with like drafts and prospects and.
Oh, wait a second. Yeah, but when the Giants make their runs, I don't care about drafts.
Yeah, it's true. You just watch Marbury High School highlights instead.
Look, I did it. Look, when they won that Super Bowl, I don't know. That's what came out after I watched the celebration. And I was just like, well, this looks pretty cool. I just wanted to tell you guys about it. And you guys all are like, oh, how come Derek's not celebrating his team's victory? Because
we were wondering why you weren't celebrating your team's victory.
I did my celebrating in New Jersey, and I watched it. Why?
You watched the Super Bowl in New Jersey?
I did.
Wow. Why?
Remember, Dustin?
Yeah.
Dustin, tell JPG about how you felt about me going to Jersey to watch the game.
Oh, come on.
Come on, why? JNF did not want me to leave the house. He wanted me to stay here because he was afraid that we would jinx.
We would jinx the team. But left.
That's all because we watched the rest of the playoff games at home.
We watched all, yeah. You know, it's like, I just decided that I wanted to watch it at Matty Bowles in South River. And hey, at least it worked out pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Did I ever tell you the backstory on that?
No, you never did. I never even knew you watched the game in New Jersey. This is surprising.
Okay, so they usually have like people get together. They would have people come over and watch Super Bowl every year. So I decided to go over and watch it. Whatever, I went over once before. The last time I went over, the Giants played the Ravens in the Super Bowl and they got their asses killed.
Yeah.
And I got made fun of because I went online while the game was still going on. People were like, "What's wrong with this guy?" Because the game was so bad. So I got made
fun of. You're a lunatic.
I think they lost that game 38-7. I am a lunatic.
34-7.
Thank you. We had a kickoff return for a touchdown. I still think. Didn't we get hosed on one of the penalty calls? Yeah.
Yeah.
They did. Well, anyway, for some reason, I just decided, you know, I decided to go and watch it. So there was this, like, former, like, member that used to be part of the Hockey League. He was there. And he hated me. For whatever reason, he disliked me because he was, like, one of those trashy Islander fans that roar. Derek's a Ranger fan and roar. Like, so he hated me for whatever reason, right? So, like, everything was civil. He acted normal, like, when he talked to me, right? So then when I went to get my jacket, right, my keys were missing. Apparently, this idiot decided to, like, put my keys in John's jacket, in Herc's jacket. I mean, it's got to be one of the stupidest things ever. And I just had no reaction. I was like, what the hell? This is strange. Move my car keys into Herb's jacket.
Well, how?
That's the kind of deviant that we were dealing with, I guess, that I dealt with. I don't have anything nice to say about that person. Because there isn't. There isn't. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Derek? If you don't have anything nice to say, it's better not to say anything at all.
That's been my whole point. That's my whole point about how people are today. Like, if you don't share your worldview, then they, like, have to, like, shit all over you. and just like, just shut up. Just leave me alone, you know? Yeah.
Well, because they assume that anyone that doesn't talk doesn't agree with their shitlib agenda. So that's kind of what's going on.
I mean, I just think that. You only live once. If you can't be happy or enjoy the company of others, then you live a pretty low existence of toxic waste and belong buried underneath, like buried in the rubble with Jimmy Hoffa.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. Maybe they could make a space for Hillary.
Maybe they can clean up a jail cell for Hillary.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They could vacate a space, you know? So does anybody have any Christmas wishes or any Christmas wish lists?
Yeah, my wish is for that Michael Rapaport guy to make more inappropriate comments for no reason.
You would say that.
Who else do you think is a slut, Michael?
How does he go from playing a neo-Nazi, remember that, in Higher Learning, to being a complete, like, lowlife scum?
He's probably always been a lowlife scum. You just didn't know till now.
Maybe you're right. He used to be in that show. What was that called? Lost in Public?
I guess. I don't know.
It only lasted like maybe 2 years, two, three. It used to be a Fox. It actually looked
played Phoebe's boyfriend on Friends, too.
Does he really? Well, I didn't know that.
No, only for a couple episodes.
Really? Christmas wish list. Yeah, I'm trying to think here. I have an idea. This is on my Christmas wish list. An exclusive photo shoot of El Chapo's beautiful wife in SR. Emma Coronel. She could show a thing or two to these SI swimsuit models who don't eat anything. There. That's on my wish list. You have any Rangers wishes, Jada?
No.
Tom, you don't seem enthusiastic. I mean, you know, you got some of our best prospects playing in this hockey tournament coming up.
I know.
Are you going to watch any of it? I'm going to watch. The future of the New York Rangers, DPG, is coming up.
Oh, yeah?
It starts December 27th. It's called the World Junior Hockey Championships. I don't even know where it's being played this year. It's probably being played in Canada because they have to be played in Canada every year. Except when they go to
hockey
Buffalo.
Hockey is kind of Canada's sport, man.
It is. But if you watch the way the Canadians cover the sport, roar, they have to shove it in your face. Roar, we're the Canadian, we're Canada. You know, it's just like, I don't like that. I don't really care for that. I don't care for it. Hey, have you gone on Google? Google, like, does, like, they always do something for the holidays. Google.com has a little special, like, season's holiday gift that you'll like.
Right.
You go there. Just check it out. It's pretty good. Google's big. Google is big time. All right, so it's in Canada, of course. It starts December 26th. December 26th on Boxing Day, JPG. That's what it's called. Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
When is Kwanzaa? When is Kwanzaa coming out?
Uh,
Is it Quiet on the 27th?
I don't know.
You want me to look it up? Porter Sokol's dead?
Please look it up.
All right, I will. I think it's every December 27th. Okay. So, let's see. JNF, are you excited about Quanta?
Whatever.
Yo, Quanta is a nice holiday. They have, like, their own little candles. What they do is they celebrate with, like, corn and vegetables and fruit. They have, like, these plates. Very nice. It's very similar to Hanukkah. Very similar. They have some unique candles. PG, have you ever seen, like, the pictures of what Kwanzaa is supposed to look like?
I have not.
It comes out on December 26th. From December 26th to January 1st, Kwanzaa is celebrated. It's a celebration in the United States and other nations of the African diaspora in the Americas and lasts a week. The celebration honors African heritage and African American culture and observed from December 26th to January 1, culminating in a feast and gift giving. Kwanzaa has seven core principles. Roar.
What are they?
The principles? You want to know? That was
principles?
3 minutes.
Well?
Apparently, the principles, they have, like, I don't know. This is strange. They have unity. That's called umoja. To strive for and maintain family, unity, family, community. This is a hard one. Kuji Shugubya, self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujama, cooperative economics to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, profit from them together. Mia, that's purpose. Kumba, that's creativity, like the art and stuff. And Imani, that's faith. We must have faith in ourselves, people, hearts, teachers, for righteousness. What do you think about that, gentlemen?
Sounds great.
I think it's outstanding, don't you? All right, we're coming up on a minute left in this special Christmas edition. Are you going to enjoy the basketball tomorrow, guys?
Yeah, very much.
All right.
JBG.
JNF.
Can I call you back? Is it all right after the show or no?
I think I might go to sleep pretty soon, to be honest.
Okay.
JPG's got some special gifts in his Christmas stocking. They're not, and there's no coal in there.
Like what?
So,
you have coal in your stocking? What did you do?
Every year. Every year, man. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. Thank you guys for joining us. We will do another show probably tomorrow if you're interested, all right?
All right, sounds good.
You guys sound very excited about this, but it's been fun. Enjoy your Christmas, and happy holidays, everybody.